Thinking inner peace destroys inner peace. Ever thought about that? This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Thinking inner peace destroys inner peace. When I'm thinking inner peace, I am thinking about how can I experience inner peace? How can I experience balance? How can I experience order? How can I experience the awareness that all is in divine order? How can I experience that? Well, thinking about that destroys it. Because when we think about that, we are trying to put a label on something. And labels always give everything a hard time. So I look at some experience in my life and I say to myself, that experience is a negative experience and I want it to be a positive experience. How do I make a negative experience into a positive experience? Well, the answer is we don't. If we think of a negative experience, we're backing up that negative experience. We're giving that negative experience the opportunity to be, the opportunity to express. And as we give that negative experience an opportunity to express, it just gets more and more negative. The more we try to find inner peace, the more we try to find truth, the more we try to find it, we destroy it in itself. How can you destroy peace? Well, perhaps it's not so much destroying peace as it is of having our attention in a direction that's not beneficial to us. How can I have my attention in the direction of peace? Well, if I will look at all the world and say all the world is good and very good, I am putting my attention in the direction of peace. If I were to say all the world is harmonious and peaceful, I'm putting my attention in the direction of peace. Now, if I say, now, what is that peace? What is that harmony? What is that balance? What is it all about? How does it function? Every time I try to think about it, I destroy it. I destroy it by telling myself there is its opposite. By telling myself it's something to worry about, something to be concerned about, something to be distressed about. And the more I worry about the good thing that I'd like to have, the peace that I'd like to have, the inner awareness, the balance I'd like to have, the more I say to myself, I'm not there. I'm not there. And the more I say I'm not there, the more I'm not there. And that which I wanted eludes me so beautifully, so wonderfully, so completely. And I think to myself, what's the use? What's the use? Here I am wanting to be peaceful, wanting to be harmonious, wanting to be loving, wanting to be gentle. And I'm becoming less and less gentle because I'm becoming more and more aware of ungentle things. How do you become more and more aware of gentle things so that you don't destroy it? How do you become more and more aware of love so you don't destroy it? Just take unconditional love. Unconditional love is love without judgment. You love a flower unconditionally because how do you love a flower conditionally? How do you say, this is a good flower and that's a bad flower? This flower has sweet fragrance, that flower has no fragrance, and so on. You don't do that. You look at a flower and you look at its virtues, you look at its values, you look at its purpose, you look at its direction in life, and as you do that, then you are directing yourself to its allness. Not its limitedness, not its peculiarness. Peculiarness might be a good thing, but to its allness. And as you look to the allness of the plant, of the flower, you see it has a lovely fragrance, or it has a fragrance, one I cannot put my finger on. It's a vanilla flavor fragrance. It has a chocolate smell flavor to it. You might give it all sorts of things, but it's unique. It's special. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. And then you go on and you say, okay, the flowers in my garden grow beautifully. Now, are all of them growing beautifully? Well, probably not. But you say they're growing beautifully, and so you have a mental picture of them growing beautifully and them being at peace. Now, I oftentimes talk to people about bugs or snakes or various things, and they say, well, they don't want snakes in their life. And I say, well, snakes have a right to exist, and they're going to exist whether you want them or not. Now, it's just a matter of where do you want them? I go in my acreage here around the Absolute Monastery, and as I walk around the 104 acres, I say to myself, all snakes, all rattlesnakes, all the snakes that exist are all out having a good time doing whatever they want to do in the thousands and thousands of acres surrounding our little parcel here. And our little parcel is absolute paradise. Everything on our Absolute Monastery grounds, everything is invited to be here by my attitude. I invite all things to be here. I invite the flowers, and I invite the birds and the bees, and I invite the mosquitoes, and I invite the flies, and I invite the snakes, and I invite the coyotes, and I invite the wildcats, and I invite all of the creatures that might be here, all of the creatures. Now, who do I really want to play with? Well, I want to play with my dog. Okay, so I create an environment harmonious to me and my dog by saying, I live in a divine, beautiful world. My world is peace, my world is harmony, my world is purest love. I am surrounded by the pure white light of love, my pure white light of love. And I surround this campus with my pure white light of love, and all who enter on this campus are invited guests, are desired beings, whether they are snakes or dogs or coyotes or plants or bees or birds or whatever. Now, I come to one very interesting thought. Whatever I think about, I demonstrate in my life. Remember that, the good phrase. Whatever I think about, I demonstrate in my life. Whatever I think about, I demonstrate in my life. I'll say it a few more times. Whatever I think about, I demonstrate in my life. Whatever I think about, I demonstrate in my life. Now, if I'm going to think about creatures that I do not want in my environment, I empower them to be in my environment, and the next moment I see them. If I do not want things in my life and I think about them, I empower other people to create them in our life. I empower other people to talk about them. I empower my consciousness to see articles in magazines and publications about the things I'm not interested in. I go into the National Geographic and I read articles all about those creatures that I'm not interested in. I say, oh, how interesting they are. And the next thing I know, there they are in my environment. If I'm going to read about, if I'm going to talk about, if I'm going to listen to or think about anything in the world, and if it's something that is not to my benefit or not something that pleases me, I will create it very surely in my environment. Thinking inner peace, destroys inner peace. You say, well, that's not true then. If you think inner peace, how could you destroy it? Because if you're thinking inner peace, you're labeling something as peaceful. You're labeling something as good or bad. You're labeling something. Now, what do you want it to be? Do you want it to be something beautiful, or do you want it to be something not beautiful? Now, if I say, I walk around the campus, and as I look, I see all the trees glorious. I see all the natural plants, all the natural flora and fauna of the high desert, glorious to look at, beautiful to see all the time. Then it is. But if I say, oh, I wish I had inner peace. Oh, I wish that I could understand inner peace. Oh, inner peace is something so baffling, so confusing, it seems to elude me. How do I get it? How do I find it? Well, I look at what I construe to be at peace. I look at balance. I look at harmony. I look at joy. I look at all that is good and beautiful. And that, to me, is inner peace. And as I look at that, that multiplies. But by naming something that I do not have, by naming something that I would wish to be, I take that and I put that on the other side of the fence as something that I don't want. I invite everyone onto the campus of the University of Healing, onto the grounds of the Absolute Monastery. I invite everyone to the Paradise Garden here. I invite everyone to walk on the meditation paths that are so peaceful and joyful. At no time do I not invite anyone. I invite everyone. Well, what about those things you don't want there? Those things that I don't want there don't exist. I don't even think about them. I don't empower them. I don't have them as a thought in my mind from the National Geographic. I don't have as a thought in my mind from any source at all. I only have in my mind, flooding my inner awareness, all of the things that are beautiful and good and desirable. And they are my inner peace. And truly they are. That's a wonderful thing. I love you. I love you.